You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Satan thinks you are a weakling and will do anything to save your ever-loving hide until you prove him wrong in the field of adversity. Now, back to verse 9. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience or endurance of Jesus Christ, I was on the island that is called Patmos on account of the word of God and on account of the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. I can imagine, it must have sounded something like, Ego eimi ho alpha kai ho omega, ho protos kai ho eschatos. That's what that would have sounded like to John. What you see, write in a book. Send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. To Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Now this was not a dream. John was supernaturally transported out of the material world, awake, not sleeping. All right, now as for this reference to the Lord's Day, many early Christian writings use this terminology, and we believe this refers to Sunday, the day of the Lord's resurrection, not the historic day of the Lord, like the judgment day. Early Christians used this term, the Lord's Day, for Sunday. That's what we believe this means by this. As at the Lord's resurrection, everything changed. This is when the church changed their holy day from the seventh day to the first day of the week after the resurrection. Sunday, the first day of the week, is the Lord's Day. He owns it. And in verse 11, the Lord says this to John, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. What you see, write in a book. Send it to the seven churches. Now, there were certainly more than seven churches in Asia. How about Colossus or Hierapolis? There was lots of churches there in Asia. But it's perfect. These seven were right next to Patmos, where John was at. And all seven fall in like a perfect line, like the first three. If you have a good Bible, look at the maps. Look at the last map in the back of your Bible. And you'll see it. Like the first three go up, and then the next four all go down in a row. Verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands was one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. And his voice like the sound of many waters. What an awesome description this is. The white represents purity. His eyes like a flame of fire. According to John MacArthur, it was like two laser beams shooting out of his face, penetrating your very soul. Fine brass, strength. Many are rushing waters like the surf crashing against the rocks. Is authority. He had in his right hand seven stars. Notice, too, how unrecognizable Jesus was after his resurrection. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. Imagine seeing this. The Apostle John saw this. Look at his response to seeing this. New American Standard. It says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. What an important lesson here to be learned. This is the legitimate response of the person that's just seen God. Isaiah saw him in Isaiah 6, and he fell on his face and cried out and said, woe is me, for I'm ruined. Mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Anything short of that, church, is too much linguine. Now, what I mean by that, for those that don't understand my joke or sarcasm here, is eating too much spicy food before you go to sleep at night will cause you to see the Lord too. And then run for the Alka-Seltzer. Because the proper response to seeing the Lord brings you onto your knees to cry out, I'm ruined, I've seen God. At least that's what happens to everyone in the Bible. Here today, for $24.95, you can read anything. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry goes to heaven now and then comes back, and for $24.95, you can buy everything that they've seen. Truly, when you see Jesus and those laser beam eyes penetrate yours, man, oh man, I'll tell you what, that's when you take off your shoes like Moses did. As God said to him, you are on holy ground. You don't sell what you saw to Amazon. You fall on your face like a dead man. And now here's Jesus' response to his old friend. He laid his right hand on me saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades or hell and death. More on this later. As he says this again in a later chapter too. He said, I've got the keys. I've got the keys of hell and death. Now, keys can either lock things or unlock them, right? The Lord Jesus says he's got the very keys to hell itself. And he has the power and authority to use those keys to unlock the door and let you out of hell forever. Or he has the keys along with the power and the authority to lock the very door of hell and lock you in. Forever. Can you imagine that? Or at least locked in until it's showtime, when everything in hell is going to have to come out and stand before Jesus Christ and be made to pay for everything that they've done? Because Hades is not permanent. Revelation 20 says everyone in its hell is going to be spit out, same as what's his name, in the whale, and is going to be spit out and stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone that's in hell is going to come out. Everyone buried and lost at sea is going to come out. The sea gives up the dead that are in it. Death and hell give up the dead that are in it, and everyone is going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Even hell is not permanent. Or at least we should say Hades is not permanent. Paul wrote this to the Thessalonian church. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those that trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord is revealed from heaven. with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those that don't know God or on those that don't obey the gospel. These will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those that believe. Because our testimony among you was believed. That's why he's on the island of Patmos, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is a spiritual war that's going on. The demons in hell are trying to silence you from telling people about the man in the glory. And they'll do anything. They'll have your car not start, whatever it takes. So let me ask the question while I still can. Will the Lord unlock the gates of death for you? Or will he turn that key as you hear the tumbler click and lock you into hell until the day of judgment? Can you imagine that? Now here's the last few verses of chapter 1. Write these things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall take place thereafter. Probably the most important verse in the entire book is this one here to help you understand. Write the things which, number one, you have seen. That is up to this point. Number two, the things which are. That is these letters to the seven churches starting next week. And number three, the things which shall be. That's chapters 4 through 22, the end of the book. As John, in the Spirit, is carried away into the future. It's a threefold division of Revelation. The things you have seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw on my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Now this word angel, the Greek word angelos, means messenger. Also can mean pastor. We'll get to that next week when we get to this first letter to the church. But I leave you today with this important question. Will the Lord Jesus set you free from the gates of hell and unlock the door? Or will he turn that old lock and confine you to hell? Because he's got the keys and the power and the authority. The charge against all of you is this: God loves you. God loves you. That's the charge against you. You see, Satan has blinded the minds of everyone to not understand. God doesn't hold you in condemnation. God loves you. That's the charge. What do? Receive it? I hope so. I know everyone here has. You can either refuse the love, or number two, you could agree with God that you're a sinner and confess your need of a Savior and receive his love.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.